Good morning, Chelveston, Caldicott and Chelston Rise. It's Thursday the 4th of June, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. And today I'm being really selfish. It's all about me. But then again, I do get up at silly o'clock every day to prepare these briefings, so I guess you'll have to indulge me for once. As many of you know, I'm often to be found out and about in the village wearing my rather battered high-vis clothing. And across the back of it, and the front, it's emblazoned with the words Parish Lengthsman. You see, I pay for it myself, so I get to decide what's on it. Most residents don't even give it a second glance, because they're used to seeing me out and about. However, residents from other parishes are often amazed that my role exists. So how did it come about? The term Lengthsman was coined in the 1700s, but the concept goes back to the Tudor era. Originally, it referred to someone who kept the length of a road neat, tidy, and passable in the Middle Ages. In the late 1700s, the term was applied to the canal system. The lengthsman would look after the banks and the weirs along the length for which they were responsible. During the 1800s, lengthsmen were paid to walk the length of the parish to keep its ditches and drains clear. And as roads became more important, parish lengthsmen were also responsible for road repairs. H remembers the roadmender's hut when he was a kid on the land near the American Memorial in the centre of Chelveston. During the 1900s, however, the job fell into decline as road maintenance became the responsibility of county councils rather than parishes. Much of the work could be mechanised and this was cheaper. And the role of lengthsman all but disappeared across the country. However, during the last decade of the 1900s, county council funding started to decline and the quality and frequency of grass cutting in this village deteriorated. The verges were only being cut 4 times a year. Just imagine what that looked like. Residents were up in arms, and the parish council received many complaints. Now, I've known Mark Hunter, our clerk, for many years, and he's by far the best parish clerk in the county. And as you know, he loves his history. He'd always loved the concept of a parish lengthsman, and I remember the meetings in the early 2000s, where Mark argued that we should employ a lengthsman to keep the village tidy. I always argued against him then, because I was keen to keep the council tax really low, and I usually won those arguments. However, in 2001 it was agreed that the grass cutting should be put out to tender, with the parish council precept being increased quite significantly to pay for it. The county council gave us a small grant to cover what they would have spent, and the parish took the first steps towards managing our own environment locally. I happened to be the chairman of the council that took that decision. We subcontracted the job to East Northamptonshire Council, who were running a consortium with various other parish and town councils. Inevitably, there were teething problems and the occasional poor cut. However, overall, residents were happy to pay more council tax when they could see exactly where their money went. The first contract had a limited scope, but over the years we increased the extent of the verges that were kept trimmed, and the residents were happy. We changed contractors over the years and we managed to keep cost increases to less than inflation. However, whilst I was chairman, the grass cutting contract was the bane of my life. No one was ever happy. Some residents wanted the verges to be allowed to grow as a haven for wildflowers and insects. Others wanted the verges to be scalped within an inch of their life. And to be fair, I get the same complaints today. Sometimes I used to get frustrated by the poor quality of workmanship and was often to be found with my own 14-inch mower cutting the Higham Road between contractor cuts. I couldn't stand the impression that people must have had of our untidy village. I stood down from the council after 19 years in 2015 to give others a chance to chart the future course of the village, and I thought that would be the end of it. How wrong was I? Mark always plays a very long game, and always in the interest of the parish. So in 2017, I was not surprised to receive an invitation to tender for the grass-cutting contract. And I quickly realised that there was a bigger picture, because this was followed by an invitation to tender for the lengthsman contract. With me out of the way as chairman, Mark was able to put his 17-year-old plan into effect. Now, as I've said many times, I was fortunate to retire early, and I've spent the years since 2009 devoted to projects in the parish. Mark knew I'd take the bait. Here was an opportunity for me to make a big difference to the parish and not to be too much out of pocket. I couldn't resist, and I promised a 50% increase to the numbers of grass cuts for the same as had been previously spent, provided that the council would purchase the equipment needed. I could only make that promise because I don't actually need to pay myself a serious salary because I've got a pension. We had early disagreements, and at one point I even quit. I'm not a normal contractor, you see, so I work at a loss. And in my view, that gives me the right to shape the contract as much as the council. However, we worked it out, and here I am in my third year. So I now work on a fixed price for grass cutting. I know some people worry I cut it too much, and it must cost the council money, but it doesn't. Instead of the 12 cuts each year that I promised, last year I did 36 cuts. I also walk the lengths of the parish in Chelveston and Caldicot 5 days a week picking litter. This allows me to check on all the paths and verges every weekday. And none of this, of course, is in the contract. The job title emblazoned across my back does make a huge difference. When I report a problem to the district or the county council, they usually act. I use the Fix My Street app at least once a week to report problems in. In the last week alone, we've had a new bridge installed across a stream, fly tipping cleared, a damaged manhole marked up for repair, and a broken set of chevrons agreed for repair on the Kimbolton Road. When contractors from the various utilities appear in the village, I can wander up in my high-vis and ask them, "What are you doing then?" in a very confident tone. I always get the answer I want, and I can report it back to the parish council. When the county and district councils come to investigate issues, they now know who to call. Yep, it's the bloke in the red van. In fact, most of them wave to me now if they're driving to the village. They know this village always has someone on the case. I joined the parish council after being co-opted in by Michael Folger in 1996. When I look back on what's been achieved in that time, I can definitely say that I've been able to make a difference to this village. However, we've now got two vacancies on the council. Applications need to be in by 5 p.m. on the 5th of June, this Friday coming. You need to act now if you want to play a part too. But being a councillor is not for the faint-hearted. It's a demanding role with big responsibilities. But you can make a very big long-term difference to the place in which we all live. We've got a long and proud history in this parish, and everyone who contributes is remembered in our records, and more importantly, in living memory. I was fortunate enough to be part of the parish during the most exciting time in its history since the Second World War. But things change. I'm looking forward to going back into the shadows, in the hope that others with fresh ideas can step forward to lead us for the next 20 years. So what are you waiting for, folks? Make your application. Thank you for the indulgence.